Begin in Earnest. Written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by K. Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Cody / Obi-Wan and Femur and Obi-Wan. This is a fantasy AU additionally tagged with royalty, engagement, Mandalore and Sujan are kingdoms, Prince Cody, Prince Obi-Wan, family fluff, and banter.
I've waited 100 years, but I'd wait 1,000,000 more for you. Nothing prepared me for but the privilege of being yours.
Obi-Wan had sent a fire message to his father with news of Cody's proposal the morning after it occurred. He was excited to learn that Cody was to return to Sujan with him to finalize their marriage contract. Our fathers worked most of it out when I chose to stay to start courting you, Cody explained. So it's just a matter of a few details and signing it. They made all the preparations for their return swiftly. Obi-Wan could tell that Mandalore Fett was amused by his son's eagerness.
You going to be able to let him stay in Sujan when you return?
The Mandalore asked, tone teasing. Cody grimaced.
I know tradition says I have to, he muttered.
Obi-Wan sighed softly. He knew that tradition too. He didn't like it either. Perhaps a short betrothal period can be arranged, he offered hopefully. The Mandalore softened.
I agree, he replied. No sense in making you two wait any longer than necessary.
After a beat, he added,
nor will I enforce the tradition of you remaining in your home kingdom until right before the wedding. It seems rather silly in this case.
That gave Obi-Wan hope. The weeks following the official signing of the betrothal contract passed in a blur. Obi-Wan was grateful that his father and Cody's father had negotiated as much as they had at the start. He's not sure how he would have coped with a drawn-out negotiation process. The wedding date was set, and preparations began in earnest. The hardest part was that Cody had to return to Mandalore after only 2 weeks. Obi-Wan needed at least another month in Sujan. He had personal matters to settle, and then he needed to decide what of his personal things he wanted to bring with him. It was going to be a long process. Once his personal affairs were wrapped up, he would return to Mandalore, to Cody. His father had agreed not to force him to wait and would arrive with his brothers and the rest of the family just a few days before the wedding.
However many books you want to bring, you can, Cody teased. We'll find space in the library. Or just convert a space into a personal library for you.
Obi-Wan blushed hard.
If you're sure.
Cody took his hand and brought it to his lip, brushing a kiss across Obi-Wan's knuckles. I love the time we spend together with our books, he replied. After the wedding, we'll move to our own corridor in the royal wing of the palace anyway. No reason we can't convert one of the rooms in it to a small library. It's expected that we tailor the wing to our needs. Beaming, Obi-Wan admitted,
I'd like that.
Smiling, Cody nodded,
me too.
Obi-Wan was loath to leave him, even for just a short time.
You'll be back soon, Cody said softly.
Obi-Wan nodded.
And there are things I have to go through myself,
he reluctantly admitted, or else I would just ask my father to have my things packed up for me and have done with it. Cody inclined his head.
You are being very brave about uprooting your whole life, he declared.
Obi-Wan shrugged.
I've always known it would happen, he pointed out. I'm the third son. A political marriage with another prince or a high-ranking noble somewhere was always going to happen. It was something I accepted the reality of long ago, that I actually get to be with someone I love and keep the things that matter with me. Darling, it makes it so much less frightening. I know I have no reason to dread what waits for me. Tugging Obi-Wan into his arms, Cody replied, I love you and want you to be happy. Hugging tightly back, Obi-Wan assured, I love you too, and you make me happy. Obi-Wan tried not to pout as he sorted through his belongings. Little brother, you look pitiful, Fëanor declared as he walked in. With Xanatos, the word would have felt sharp and cruel. With Fëanor, it was tinged with fond exasperation. I miss him, Obi-Wan admitted softly. Fëanor patted Obi-Wan on the shoulder and sat down beside him on the floor. You'll be happily married to him soon, he said cheerfully. A touch more somberly, he added, There will likely be periods of separation during your marriage. Kings go on tours of their kingdoms. Their spouses often do the same, and not always together. He'll likely go on inspection tours of his troops, too, given Mandalore's military might. You have to learn to deal with it. Obi-Wan grimaced. I know. Fëanor bumped their shoulders together. It's surprising how much harder to remember all the lessons they drilled into us seem to be when we actually love the person we marry. I know we all expect it to be. He trailed off and they both winced. We all expect it to be as miserable as Xanatos is, Obi-Wan whispered. Fëanor sighed but nodded. He's always been an ass, but I didn't wish that on him. It wasn't that Xanatos' spouse was a bad person. They weren't. The pair was just a bad personality match and could barely stand one another. It made them both miserable. Truthfully, Obi-Wan and Fëanor both felt bad for him. After a moment of heavy silence, Fëanor gestured toward the pile. Come, little brother. The sooner we get this done, the sooner you're back with him. Obi-Wan could feel Miles' amusement as he and his men greeted them at the Mandalorian border. Cody hadn't been able to join his uncle due to an important council meeting, and Obi-Wan couldn't help but be disappointed. Miles smiled gently. Pretty sure Cody would have just unanimously made a bunch of decisions if he could. He wanted to be here. Inclining his head, Obi-Wan replied, I would never wish for him to shirk his duties for me. Nodding in approval, Miles said, Good. He loves you, but he is the Mandalore's heir. Neither of you can forget that. Obi-Wan straightened his shoulders. I won't. I swear. I will always support Cody and his responsibilities. Miles gave a sharp nod and gestured toward the road. Shall we? Turning in the direction of Caldabe, Obi-Wan smiled softly. Yes, he replied. I don't want to keep him waiting. Jango watched his son without even attempting to conceal how entertained he was. Cote. At this point, I half expect you to just start running up the road to meet him, Jango teased. Cody flushed in embarrassment. We're... That just made Jango laugh. It's okay to be excited, he replied. I'd much rather see that than have you dreading your fiancé's arrival. The carriage arrived in the courtyard. The moment the horses stopped moving, Cody was off like a shot. He was at the carriage door before anyone inside could even think of opening it. The trip was fine, thanks, Miles teased from his position on his horse right beside the carriage. Cody turned towards him and inclined his head. Babadoo, thank you for escorting my beloved safely back to me, he said, tone full of sincerity. Dismounting, Miles took the few steps to close the distance between them. No thanks needed, he said gently as they brought their foreheads together for a gentle kadabe. I'm so happy you found someone, Kotaka. Smiling fondly, Cody stepped back and turned back to the carriage. Obi-Wan was watching them with a soft smile on his face. Welcome home, Shari, Cody said, offering his hand. Taking his hand, Obi-Wan let himself be helped out of the carriage. Home, Obi-Wan said softly, still smiling. Yes, yes, this is home now, isn't it? Cody brought their joint hands to his lips. It is. Obi-Wan beamed and stepped closer, wanting to be in Cody's arms. Cody obliged without hesitation. I missed you, Obi-Wan murmured into Cody's shoulder. Hugging him tighter, Cody replied, I missed you so much. But now you're home, and we get to finish planning our wedding. Pulling back, the pair looked at each other with wide smiles. Their future had officially begun. The end. But
your love is my turning page. Only the sweetest words remain. Every kiss is a cursive line. Every touch is